Hank Honstein.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, staff, members of the audience, somewhere on my person, I can't find, but I have tickets for that, so I'll be told to see me down there on Saturday night. I don't want to see property values plummet any further in the city of Desert Hot Springs, where I've lived for the last 25 years. I have my free yogurt ticket, and I have my Starbucks 10% discount by Canada, but I'll find them. The reason I'm up here is because I want to talk about variances for a moment. We recently approved in my opinion, a strong project for the city of Desert Hot Springs, the multifamily housing program put on by Coachella Valley Housing Coalition. We granted them a variance for parking. And planning commission, staff, city council, members of the audience, did not cover themselves with glory in the processing of that application. In the sense that here we were with a great project, nitpicking and trying to write conditions that they were approved by the city council. That's really, you know, from those of us that have put a lifetime in this profession, realize that those things happen from time to time. But it's best if we can get those issues ironed out before we come to this body. And I think it's also very difficult when we have a project that comes up maybe three or four times before it gets approval. Again, that's a very difficult thing. But I want to address the issue of variances. We granted them an issue for variance for parking. What is it about that property that allowed them to get a variance? If we read the state law on variances, it has to be some extraordinary condition of the property. It is the property to which you grant the variance, not the owner or not the use. Now, if we are a general law city, then we're compelled to obey the laws of the state of California, as I understand it. But we're a charter city. So I went looking in charter city to see what we've done in terms of variances within the city of Desert Hot Springs. The best that I could find is that we would grant variances to a project because of certain flood control issues and no other. Now, I could be mistaken. We've got a good staff here. And I'm sure that they went through that. And if there was if we were complying with what we say in our charter city, I'll happily sit down. If we complied with what we have traditionally done, but not complied with either state law or charter city regulations, then I think it's time to take a look at that. And this is a wonderful time. I understand. Thank you very much. This is a wonderful time for us to take a look at this because we're in the process of redoing our general plan.
Mr. Holstein, with all due respect, there's a time limit for a reason.
The chair
and the commission wish to see you more time. That's their choice. But
may I ask them for this call? I understand. Thank you very much, Mr. City.
Can you wrap it up in about 30 seconds?
Yes, I can. So the question that I have is, I think the Planning Commission should take the lead and take a look at what the state regulation is on the granting of variances, number one. And number two is, as a charter city, do we want to create our own charter for doing that? And if, in fact, we do, then we should comply with the conditions that are generally accepted within the state of California, and that is a variance is granted not on who the applicant is, but on the conditions of the property which deny the user what is normally granted within that zone. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. Sorry I went over, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.